So let's see how we can be of further support. We will begin with Laura.
I knew you were going to call me.
That is so cool, isn't it? Isn't that just, it's the best. There is no separation.
I was like hovering over the mute button.
Oh my gosh, there is no separation. And this is the point, like we're really redefining our reality to bring forth this committed value. This is so cool. All right, my love, say your first name.
Laura.
Say it one more time.
Laura.
Follow your intuition. There's something that you're about to step upon. It's just like you're hovering over that mute thing. There's something that you're about to step upon, and they want you to access it with ease. So if I suddenly feel, you know, I think I'm going to start a class teaching this, or I think I'm going to do whatever, it's like you're learning how to trust that. And when I say hovering, I have this light ship like hovering. So when this light ship hovers, it's not just observing the earth, it's translating our destiny. In other words, it's providing a charge that when I go charge and I'm just going like this, like it's just going through my channels, it's going through my registration, and it's lifting me up to God's glory. So in other words, there are new arrivals, new sequencing, new heavenly exchanges that are being birthed in your midst. You're learning to take advantage of it. So maybe I'll take this class, maybe I won't. Maybe I'll read this book, maybe I won't. It's like, how do I say this? Say your name again, sweetheart.
Laura.
there's no need to falter. There's no need to trouble yourself. It's like, just walk into it. Just walk into it. Things are going to be occurring very rapidly now. And what we're learning to do is exchange hands. So it's like we're learning how to trust ourselves. And it's like, even if we fall down and do it wrong, there is a great advancement of proceeding. In other words, learning how to trust. And the only way to learn how to trust is to practice it, is to like go for it. Because if you don't get it right, you're getting it right by the action of self-mastery. And that is your eternal wealth. That's your eternal trust, is trusting your true alignment, trusting your truest obligation. Because what you're going to do is you're going to, how do I put this in words? Like when I'm looking at you, it's like I'm seeing it vertical, but it would work horizontal. So just think of archery, and you're shooting, pulling back that arrow, shooting the bow, where you may not get bullseye in the first try, but as you keep practicing, you're going to increase your excellence. You're going to increase your skill level. And that's the only way to proceed. You know, at some point, you got to take out that bow and arrow and start applying. So they want you to start applying early. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Laura.
Say it one more time.
Laura.
Stand up on that ladder. So it's like, stand up to God's glory. Stand up to God's mercy. Stand up to God's semblance of highest authority. Say your name one more time.
Laura.
You're ready. I don't know what it is, but you have something coming forth that is quite beautiful. So trust it. Trust it, trust it, trust it. I just feel like necessity is the mother of invention. So there's something you're going to come into, stand upon, authorize, declare, discover. So you just want to, you know, I know there's birthing going on over there. You want to remember you're birthing greater realities. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Laura.
As you decide upon it, it's almost like it's not really there in form until you decide upon it, until you create it, until you establish it, into love's arrival. The card I have for you is Magician, because that's just how good you are. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Laura.
Thank you. Follow your own indicators. So that means don't swallow it whole. Don't listen to yesteryear. Don't listen to how someone else is doing it. You're coming up with your destiny. You're coming up with love's satisfaction, and you're learning to treat yourself with your highest value. In English, you're learning to trust yourself. Say your name one more time.
Laura.
Laura, say it one more time, sweetheart.
Laura.
Thank you. You're learning to stand on your heavenly gaze. In English, my sweetheart, you're learning to trust yourself. You're very good in terms of your receptivity. you're learning to claim and honor that. And you kind of stand outside, I don't know, like waiting for another signal, waiting for another confirmation. Well, if I receive three confirmations from my guides, then I know I'm hearing accurately. And they're saying like that fourth confirmation is never going to come. Like at some point you need to take the leap of faith. So let me just do final outcome. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Laura.
When I receive you, you literally look like an angel. I mean, the energy is just, you got little angel wings going there, new beginnings. So you've got magician card and new beginnings. I hope that helps, sweetheart. And did you have a question?
No.
Awesome. It's so good. You're really learning how to receive yourself and admire it. Restore yourself to true heavenly value. So much love, my love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Miss Katie.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
How are you?
I am awesome. Even better seeing you now.
same. Love a message, and I do have a question today.
Oh, gosh. And can you provide each of us with one of those chairs? Look at what you are sitting in. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
it's the best. I'm so glad I got it. I just love it.
Oh, I just love it, too. All right, one moment. You're like in your own little space capsule there. Oh, one moment, honey. I have all these beings like filing in. So you want to take a moment to pause. So this is the first thing I want to say to you. When I'm receiving you, you are surrounded by beings of light. So you want to take that ensemble literally. You want to allow yourself to tune into that higher sequence, to tune into that higher channel, to tune into that higher broadcast. Not from a place of like, I'm just looking at like some animal that is slithering on the ground and for whatever reason it's physically blind, so it just follows by scent. It's like you want to take yourself higher than that, where the five senses don't show us true reality or six senses are entitlement. So the more that you can upgrade yourself to that higher seating, to that higher knowing, you know, like you got yourself one set of concert tickets and it's like, I think I'm going to pay and get those better seats because I really like this show. So that's what you want to do in Love's Arrival. You want to take yourself from that Love's Assurance, from that higher placement where day in and day out, you're reading between the lines. You're consulting with your higher chamber. You're consulting with your higher guidance. And it's so interesting looking at you sitting in that lovely seating. It's already arrived. In other words, you sitting there is sort of like your message. It's like you're really taking yourself in your solemn arrival, your solemn surety. So you want to open up your channels to your heavenly doctrine that's restoring you. So in English, you're really pulling in from that higher guidance and you're allowing yourself to say go. You're allowing yourself to be guided. You're allowing yourself to look at love's attractiveness. It's gonna require you, say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
Sort of like, oh gosh, how do I say this? Katie, say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
It's like looking at the bigger picture. Looking at the bigger picture. So Noah's Ark kept arriving in a message for someone. So just using that example, imagine Noah, you know, has instructions to build the Ark. And someone's telling you about some local problem, and it's like, okay, I understand, that's the ebb and flow of the ego. But in the meantime, I have instructions to build the ark, so I'm gonna keep my work and be steady. So you're learning how to stay on top. You're learning how to move into love's advantage and to really realize that there's going to be the trouble. There's going to be the ebb and flow because it's like 3D is being stirred. You know, it's being stirred and woken up to a graceful ascent. And your priority, say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
Is to move into that higher plane, is to move into that higher space, is to move into that higher traveling vehicle. And the more that you adjust yourself to love's arrival, you're going to receive your ticket. In other words, you're going to hear and sense and feel love's assurance. And so you're not going to be as distracted or caught up they're saying unnecessary evil, but it's just like energy that's trying to pull you. So it's like getting pulled here, getting pulled there. And so imagine God coming to Noah and saying, okay, how's that ark? Is it ready? Because the flood's coming. And it's like, well, I was working on it, but then, you know, like, but then. So this is what you're stepping into, my love, as if you ever stepped out of it. This is about your power. This is about your graduation. This is really about moving into your excitement. And when I say your excitement, just imagine you're Moses. And so Moses has like a higher attendance. And so it's like listening to God step by step and how he's being guided. And so you can imagine all of his followers going da 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 da. And so he needs to keep that higher staff. He needs to keep that higher claim in order to guide everyone to their freedom. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
How do I say this? They're administering to you halos. Healing begins. Halos, let me explain this. Everyone's going to have a hat. Everyone's going to have a light. Everyone's going to have a halo. So it's a little bit when they're entranced by their ego, they're going to spit out all kinds of interesting lovelies. But when they have, when you see them with their halo, you know who they are in their light. And you profess that forever on. In other words, you seize that opportunity to gaze on them lovingly. In other words, hold their destiny. When you hold their destiny, you charge them with light. What you're also doing is charging yourself, because everyone's really you. So you're brokering for like exchange, you're brokering for self-mastery, where everybody has a halo, everyone is adorned with light. So they still may be functioning out of lower admission, but that's not, how do I say, not your problem, but let me get a better word. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
It's almost like you give them the pass. It's like you hold them in God's mercy, knowing that, you know, eventually they'll get there, and you're basically spotting them until they do. And so what that's going to do is give you that that buoyancy to allow love's relaxed measure. In other words, to help you hold that space of groundlessness where you're really just functioning from the light. You're abiding with the light. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
You're going to have some throes of heaviness to teach you right from wrong. And what I mean by that is you just may get so totally engaged and it's like, okay, wartime, you know? And then you're going to find your senses. In other words, you're going to find your heavenly senses. And it's like, wait a minute, this is the whole point, where as long as we're all duking it out, like it's just going to go on forever. But there's another choice. There's another volume. And when I say that, I literally see you going over and turning up the volume. And then I have sweet surrender and I have rejoice and celebration. So in other words, you're the one waking up early. And so it's sort of like you're setting the tone while everyone's still struggling, trying to find their way. When I receive them, everyone looks like, moles or something. I don't know if moles have good eyesight or not, but it's some kind of rodent or animal that doesn't see very well. And so that's how you're receiving everyone. It's like they just don't really see very well yet. And so you're going beyond. When I say going beyond, the energy coming through me for you is just gloriously fantastic. You're going beyond and surrendering to the light, surrendering to God's admission, surrendering to your space station, hint, hint. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
It is so good. Surrendering to your space station, hint, hint. What's really interesting to me is two things. One is your last card is opportunity beckons. And you notice how he's got height? You notice that? He's like up there on the balcony. So you may remember this lovely item. It's like this part going higher just is staring at me, like the apex. It's just staring at me for you. So this is what was staring at me as I pulled a card, and here he is basically representing this top point. And what else was I was going to say to you? Space station is what I want to say to you. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
You're coming to a place of non-avoidance. In other words, I feel like there's part of you that doesn't want to engage in it because you feel like it's all ego. Like, I don't want to feel superior, and I'm scared that I'm just going to get lost if I take on that position. You're not superior at all. You just have the best eyesight that you can see what's due all of us. And you just, your eyes have opened so that you get a preview so you can find it, so you can start building the road so everyone else can find it when it's their turn. New vitality. That is your message, loud and clear. But you're gonna find the trappings. You're gonna find where it's gonna pull you, it's gonna pull you, and it's like you're gonna be unconscious until you wake up, like meditating. Now I'm thinking my thoughts, and now I'm thinking, like, you know, this meditation is going real well. Maybe I should give more presence to this room. Maybe I should, like, put more decorations on, or maybe I should actually recarpet. Like, as you're meditating, and you're like, wait a minute, now I'm thinking, not meditating. So things are going to draw you. Things are going to pull you. What you're learning to do is to remember. It's sort of like, yeah, in the land of conflict, someone loses, someone wins. It's just going to go on. Nothing's ever going to be solved. And so you're learning how to direct yourself to source, to light. Say your name one more time.
Katie.
You're already there as you will acknowledge it. You're already there as you will acknowledge it. Say your name one more time.
Katie.
I'm going to leave you with this because I think this will help. The last card I had for you is Shadow, along with Magician. So when I receive Shadow on your behalf, they're saying love is the great equalizer. So what I get from that is I just look at anybody that has the potentiality to annoy me. And what I very quickly realize is its resemblance of myself. So what annoys me is their mirror of me, whether it's current or past exchange. And once I admit that readily, it vanishes. So I look at someone and it's like, why can't they get it together? Or whatever my complaint of the day is. And then it's like, that's how I feel about me. Or whatever it is. Why do they go into anger? Well, why do I still go into anger? So the more that you just see it as a mirrored reflection, you can ascend. In other words, you're not rejecting it. You're allowing it, you're integrating it into your whole remembrance, because, lady, you are the magician after all. Say your name one last time.
Katie.
Trust your higher source. You're going to start hearing from, healing begins. You're going to start hearing, more from these higher beings, and you're going to question the authenticity. You do not need to. You're receiving. That is your message, my love. And did you have a question?
I do, and it has to do with this energy that comes in. It's deep sadness, so I might spend a day or two in just deep sadness, and it doesn't have a story to it. And then, like, the next day or two or three, I can be in alignment and in clarity and not ever feel like I could ever go back to the deep sadness, but yet it appears again. And so is that something I'm choosing from my higher self to experience? Is there a purpose to the deep sadness?
You're waking up to your oneness. In other words, you're processing the collective. And what's occurring now is being received by the whole world. And it's part of our baptism. It's part of our accumulated glory. In other words, we're all taking in. The whole world's watching, and the whole world's being exercised, is what they're saying, like an exorcism, where all of our ego, what we're looking at is the ego. And there's only one ego, and we all have it. And we're all experiencing the shame of it. You know, it's like, when did I just care about myself? When did I, whatever? And we're feeling the horror of it. So we're experiencing both sides of it. What you're doing is setting the stage for humanity's advancement. So in essence, it's like you are the Yeshua, you are the Christ, you are holding like the sins of humanity. The more that you can observe it and simply realize, say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
The more you can have a meditative awareness to it, you're going to come back to the light. The reason it hangs on so long is you're resisting it as if there's something wrong about it. So you have this attachment to it. So it may be an attachment to, why do I have the sadness? It may be an attachment to, why is this happening in the world? The more that you welcome it in graciously, the more that you just simply become the meditative student and welcome all matters in graciously, you're going to find that it's just going to swoosh. In other words, you're just like emptiness, where the phenomena is doing its thing and moving into a higher quantum exchange. So it's just like if you were driving and you needed the windshields because it was raining. You know, it's like it's raining. You wouldn't have that much opinion about it, but you would have the wipers, you would have the rain, and rain it must until it suddenly stops raining. And then the sunshine comes out. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
Thank you. You're learning to hold sacred space. What you're doing is, the reason it's problematic or frustrating is you're frustrated with it. Like it shouldn't be. And of course it should be. This is the ego. This is the ego in all its glory. And this is what we have to embrace. Because until we embrace it, we'll never transmute out of it. So we're embracing it consciously. And that's where you're holding sacred space to support that.
Beautiful. Do you think, or is this going to be for me for my lifetime on this earth? What will I be processing?
Your sadness.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the card I have for you, Wisdom Master. So again, this is who you're representing when you're processing those emotions.
Okay,
will this be forever? Forever. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
As long as you agree to suffer. See, right now, opportunity beckons. I mean, you really are just blowing. You're just climbing that mountain very steadily. You're just running through your obstacle course. The reason it's hurting you is because you still believe in suffering. So will it be forever that you'll open up to the oneness? Yes, that'll be forever. Will it hurt forever? That's a personal choice. So it's the resistance that causes the sorrow.
So for this lifetime, when the sadness appears, I can process the sadness but not suffer in it.
Yes. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie?
They're saying it this way. When you're embodying heavenly bliss and you're aware of God's children's suffering, is it really suffering? So in other words, as you open up to your awakened self where there's only bliss and you see this for the dream phenomena it is, there's no pain in the illusion of the pain. There's compassion. There's that oneness where you're going to extend yourself and your love in service. But you'll understand the necessity of the play of the light and the shadow. Until it is no more. So you're moving into ascension, you're moving into 5D. So right now you're moving, but you're still split. So that's where it's a little top heavy.
Helpful, thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So final outcome, say your name one last time.
Katie.
They're saying you were born to do this. You were born to arrive. I'll never forget. I'll just leave you with this. I will not mention the picture I saw, but I saw a story in a picture on Facebook that is just memorized on my mind. I will never forget that picture. And it just made me really want to leave the earth. And so it was my story of that sadness where I had to work with it and really realize it's the phenomena that's being extended from my own consciousness where I'm believing in darkness, where I'm believing in absence of light. So as I use that and embrace that and permit myself to be spacious beyond that story, beyond that illusion, beyond that phenomena, then I can have the compassion for those that are still abiding by the illusion and also support the evolution of what I would refer to as that misery until it is no more. And then I pull a magician card for me. All right. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And we love your furniture. Hello, Miss Elena. How may we help you?
Hi,
sweetheart.
I'm here.
Yes, you are. And say your first name.
You know.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to call me next after Katie because of something she said.
Isn't that just, I love that. I mean, just like we're all accelerating so rapidly. It's just so wonderful.
So her subject made me think of a question to ask you.
Okay.
But anyways, if you can give me a message, please.
Sure. Onto your own light, onto your own knowing. There are many times throughout the day where you exit out of polarized existence. In other words, you go beyond your normal focus and you dream big. So when I say that, they're saying to me, you take flight. The energy coming through me for you is so extraordinary. So this is why you came right after Katie. It's sort of like being in the world, but being not of the world. So you're really here like as a missionary. You're really here to sort of tap ones and help them into their best remembrance. And you do so very kindly. So you just want to pay attention to really like what touches your heart. What really touches your heart, and to follow through. In other words, like to me, you feel like a living angel. You feel like you're holding like the elixir of true existence. And so you're learning to honor that. You may offer that love to someone you see. You may offer that love to an aspect of you that's still hurting about something from yesterday. Or something about tomorrow. So what you're learning to do is to realize when I receive you, it's almost like you're this old-fashioned doctor that has like all these medicines in their cabinet or Dr. Bombay from Bewitched or whatever. It's like you have all these elixirs that are ready to be prescribed. What you're learning to do is take yourself out of circumstance. What I mean by that is be in the world but not of the world. So this is what Katie's moving through is that degree of compassion. In other words, it's all illusionary, it's all our consciousness, but still it's having that compassion for the present moment. So you're learning to have that compassion, and you're learning to, and they're just showing me Santa Claus, like you're learning to allow that compassion to rouse you, to bring forth realizations, to bring forth remedies, to bring forth tricks of the trade. I just see like, oh, I don't know what the heck it was. It was like some kind of first aid cream or whatever. And this is what I'm seeing you hold. So the more that you, what you want to remember is when you draw upon that, and now I have Archangel Michael pulling his sword. It's like when you draw upon that elixir, you want to remember in truth, there is no one else suffering. It's really just you. We're dreaming this. So when you offer that aid, you're really healing yourself. And that's the next step. So with Katie's talk, it's like, yes, supposedly there are people out there suffering. But the next step up from that is just realizing it's your own nightmare. It's your own stirring. It's your own dream. Fantasy. So when, and we're all one. So when you offer that loving help and kindness, you're really healing yourself. They wanted me to say that to you twice. Hopefully not three times. But like for really for you to understand the importance of following it. And that's, it goes back to Laura's message. It's like all three of you had the same message, literally. Because they were trying to get Laura to stand up. They're trying to get Laura to assume that natural place of a surety where she is being echoed, she is being followed, she is being organized, she is being handed the remedies. So this is what we're all in coming into better alignment and sequencing and learning how to stand upon that. For you, you're getting very specific instruction. You may stop and pray over somebody. You may offer light to someone. You may think to offer light to the one that was hurt, and you suddenly realize I really need to offer light to the one that's administering the hurt, because they're the ones that need the light the most. So, and this is where, when you start doing that, you start releasing your ego, because we always want to support the underdog and we forget that everybody's hurting. And so what we're doing is we're offering light to the aspect of ourself that forgot that we're light, that we're enlightened already. So again, it's like everyone's crying out for God's mercy, because everyone that's not open to their light source is hurting. It doesn't matter what they just did to someone who's innocent, they're hurting, or they wouldn't have done it. So this is where that compassion, that awakened heart is being served, and served mightily. Because when you think of moving into 5D, awaken heart, that's what this is all about. So we're all at different migrations, we're all at different energy exchanges of learning how to travel there, of learning how to attest, of learning how to stand upon, of learning how to even assist upon. Like, I can't keep living out of my ego. The day is dawning of that new arrival. So just follow what's being pressed upon your heart. Simple as that. And just realizing like you're serving Jesus, you're serving God, you're serving the light, you're serving the angels, whatever pair of words fit true for you. But make no exceptions. And that's where you're going to learn. You're going to learn where it's going to be easy to serve some but not others. And that's where your training is. That is your message, my love, and your question.
Well, earlier this morning, some energy came to me, but it was three separate stages, I guess you would say. And I was wondering if that had anything to do. Anyways, that's what came to mind. That could have been wrong, could be anything. Did it have anything to do with what's happening in Eastern Europe?
What do you mean by three stages?
Well, there were three different energies. The first one had various colors, but it was almost explosive. The second one was all flat and plain and gray. And the third one seemed like it was being washed with very, very deep purple. It was, the purple was just moving over.
Okay, one moment, sweetheart. Well, that purple is helping me, so thank you. one moment, honey. What's interesting is when you said it, I immediately heard that song. Oh gosh, I think it's Bruce Springsteen. Anyway, it's We Didn't Start the Fire. And I had a vision, which I am assuming is a potential reality of all of this. Which I kind of was feeling all along. All right, so why the three visitors? Say your first name, sweetheart.
Elena.
You're taking out your tools of the trade. So just the way I saw you with your like elixirs and in your little medicine shop, you're taking out the tools of the trade, and you're learning how to administer to them. You're learning how to awaken to them. You're awakening to your gifting is what it feels like. When I pull cards, I get authority, meaning like you're an authority, so you're learning how to stand up. That's what your whole message was about today, and universal love. You've got a lot of power. They're just showing me like you having something in your back pocket. When you said the purple energy, I suddenly started clearing, like spontaneously. It was really quite lovely. All right, let me see if there's anything else. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Elena.
You're learning to draw upon your very essence. In other words, it's like you're tuning up. Very good.
So what was the first energy about? I mean, it just seemed like...
Yeah, they're not giving me details, but the card I have is Take the Lead. So just know that you're it's almost like, just think of a spaceship that, like Star Wars, whatever, and it wasn't being used, and someone's like, let's see if we can get this thing working again. So they start turning on all these switches and all that. That's basically what's occurring with you. You're coming back to your abilities. So I don't have the details. I just have the energy of it. And you're alerting yourself to your true senses. So there's gonna be more to come. But I understand what you mean. I mean, the things that I'm seeing these days, I understand how physicality actually isn't real, because what I'm awakening to seems much more real than the gross objects that we normally think of as life. So you're blossoming. That's all I know right now. I hope that helps.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Christian. How may we help, sweetheart?
Hello.
Hi. Nice to have you join us.
Hi, how are you?
I am good, thank you. And say your first name.
Christian.
Say it one more time.
Christian.
You have an authority. You have, I don't want to say an obligation. It's more of an authority. There are others that don't resemble it. In other words, others may try to make it less, deter you, say, make it smaller or simpler. But your job is your own arrival. In other words, it's really for you to trust your own certainty. That's part of your magic. It's part of your initiation, is to learn how to honor your own truth. you're going to find that your faith, your honoring of your own divine witness is the cement. It's like the gas that's going to make it possible. So it's all about your faith in self, trust in self. You're going to deliver beyond others' realizations. So it's not that they're wrong, it's just that they don't have the breadth of knowledge that you do. They don't have the spiritual strength you do. So they don't understand, quite frankly. That's your initiation, to really pay them no mind and to trust your authority. That's the first thing. And my very strong feeling is you can stretch much more further than you have been, as you will allow it. And so I just see a rubber band that's pliable, so it's just stretching. I also have like Superman, like shh, you know, like that force, that witness. Hold on one quick second, I'm so sorry. Come here, bud. All right, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Christian.
You have, it's the same message. You have divine authority, you have divine plans. You want to remember that it's already been decided upon early, meaning like when you took this incarnation, what you're going to administer to, what you're going to manifest, it's already in your knapsack. It's already in your book bag. So you're not, what you're doing is really realizing, reading, divine drafting. And when I say that, I just literally have like an architect's drawings or designs or whatever. And they're all folded mm-hmm. up and they're in your briefcase. So trust, my love. But it's that trust that's going to bring forth the destiny. So whether you need whatever it is you need for it to manifest, your obligation to your own self, it's like you're awakening your own divine resources. That's the first message. I hope that is, they're saying arrive safely. In other words, oh gosh, I just see you opening up more, and it's going to come through divine witnessing. So I just saw like a lock or something where through your own discovery of self, like your own internal praise, you're going to discover more than you have access to right now. And it's all within self. So it's like opening to self, trusting self. That's what does it. The trust of self opens that door. I just saw almost like a mystery movie or whatever, like that mm-hmm. that wall of books suddenly opened and it was a door.
Right.
Okay, so that's the first thing. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Christian.
Say it one more time.
Christian.
You're being guided by spirit. You can do what cannot be done in the linear. Your job is to not touch down, and you get a little topsy-turvy. Just remember that when you serve the light serves you. You're learning how to abide by that. You're learning how not to touch down, meaning like in the world but not of the world. I know it sounds like such a hard taskmaster, but that's what I really feel like is upon you. Like mm-hmm. you don't have the luxury that others have anymore. Like your road is carved out by heaven. It's not in 3D. Like you're actually right. creating it by following the light. It's really good. I mean, it's super good. They're saying say extraordinary. They want you to hear that so that you can understand that you're extraordinary. In other words, your gifts, your abilities are extraordinary compared to the average disciple. You need to know right. that so that you can, oh, they're so funny. They're just quoting Superman, like leap tall buildings or whatever it is he does. So can you. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Christian.
Say it one more time.
Christian.
Make peace with the past. There's something you need to release fully. I feel like you've done fairly well to your credit, but you're not done. You need to be done. Otherwise, it's pulling you back. see everything as a stepping stone. The card I have is Healing Begins, and that's exactly what's needed. You need to finish healing. Remember, everything is a stepping stone. We get very attached to how things should be. So when they don't meet our preferred expectations, we mark it as wrong. Versus, it was a stepping stone. It was something to learn. It was something to master. And to your credit, my love, you mastered it assuredly. In other words, you mastered it. So now you need to move on. You need to let it go. You need to bless everyone. You need to forgive, like thank everybody for the lessons learned. Thank yourself for the lessons learned. Forgive everyone where you were still holding hard evidence. I still feel like you're holding some evidence. I don't know what it is. You made a wrong turn on the corner there, and I have proof because I have the camera that saw you do it. You need to release it with love. You need to, like where do you think you're going with that? Like, it's just keeping you pinned down is the problem, because you're like Katie, you're moving into the light. So you can't be duking it out in 3D and serving the light simultaneously. And that's the reason, my love, why you don't have enough buoyancy yet. So they keep saying you're extraordinary, you're like Superman. So it's like, and you have it in your book bag, why aren't you delivering yet? It's because you're still organizing placement. Like, I just see you playing Monopoly and you're fussing about where someone put a hotel or something, and it's like, you're done with the board game. Fly, go fly. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Christian.
It's part of your, it's part of your godly duties. It's got part of your godly duties to really release yourself so that you can reframe your very existence. It's just like being called, all these cards, my love, Healing Begins. It's like you're being called up on like the Christian reserves or whatever. It's like God's calling you and you're like, yeah, but I'm still duking out this argument over here. And God's like, but we need you now, you know. So this is really about taking leave of your senses. In other words, everything was a mild distraction. Everything was ego against ego. And what you're doing is you're moving higher. So this is going to test you. So far, it carries a little bit of weight. I'm going to say you are, say your name again, sweetheart.
Christian.
6545. But I feel like literally in a matter of days you could release it if you so desire. You're just that powerful. They're just showing me a guy with dumbbells, like big strong man. You are very spiritually strong. So it's really what you decide, and you haven't finished deciding, quite frankly. So this is simply your reminder message. Everybody in their ego suffers. You know, in ego, everybody's unconscious. It's just true. We're really all madmen in our ego. And they're saying, like, what do you expect? What do you expect? So let go, let God, gosh, yay, there's something in one of his lyrics. Give it to God and let Jesus reimburse you. Like anything like that, where you're just, you know, it's sort of like counting dollars when someone's trying to hand you a $100 bill. Like, let go of the dollars, get the $100 bill. Let me do final outcome regarding that. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Christian.
Higher. I just see you like on monkey bars or whatever. Higher. Passion ignited. You're extraordinary, and I really mean that. Time to serve the highest placement. I hope that helps, sweetheart. And did you have a question?
It definitely did.
Good.
My question, I guess, is kind of loaded. So,
that's okay.
The last two people, you know, well, the first lady, Katie, was talking about sadness and stuff. So I deal with depression and anxiety really bad. But then I also have, you know, an extraordinary calling over my life, and I feel that. And I was just talking to my friend last night, Chelsea, she's on here as well, about all this anger that I'm holding on to, and I don't know how to let it go. So it's that, but then I've also lost a lot of people. So it's like my dad and my granny. I guess my question is, it's not for me. I just want to know if they're okay.
They're saying, are you okay? I'm hearing everyone say together, are you okay? That's where the focus needs to be. Are you okay? They're saying you become okay and they'll be very exalted. They'll be very pleased. So do it for all of them. Do it for everybody.
Okay.
When I said that to you, I just saw you like your light spin up into the universe, like shh. Like you just needed permission. Your job is not to keep taking care of worrying about everyone. That's part of your ego, by the way, to keep looking at to solve, help others rather than yourself. So be watchful of that you stop trying to heal the world and not take care of your own business, because that's your ego's way of stalling you out here.
This is definitely easier.
Say your name again, sweetheart.
Christian.
Love yourself. I'll leave you with this. Get a t-shirt made. Love yourself for God's sake. Love yourself for God's sake. Do it for God. Do it for Jesus. Do it for the angels. Do it for your grandfather and your grandma and father, whoever it was. Love yourself for God's sake. That's going to help you, because when you love yourself for your sake, you're still a little wobbly. Love yourself for God's sake. Do it for God, and you're going to heed and mind your manner. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Christian.
Thank you. Do something in honor and love and devotion of you every day, even if it's 5 minutes. I'm going to sit outside and just look at the trees for 5 minutes in honor of my own relaxation. Like, do things in love for you. Take the time to make the dinner that you like for you. Buy the rose for you. That self-love is going to go a long way. And here's your final outcome, sweetheart. Triumph. You're extraordinary. And you know that. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
It did. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And this is recorded, so you can go on the recording after. Listen.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
In fact, I'm going to end the recording and start it again. So you're going to be the last message on part two. They want me to do that for you, so it's easy for you to find it. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.